found this one interesting. Yeah. Von Miller of the Broncos came out and said that his team is struggling, which is true. He says they're preparing to play the best team in the NFL next week, and he says that's the Kansas City Chiefs because that's who Denver's playing. Are you in agreement on that? The Chiefs are 5-2, the Pats are 5-2, and the Eagles are 6-1.
Yeah.
Do you agree with Von Miller's assessment that Chiefs are the best team?
No, the Eagles are the best team right now in the NFL. I mean, they're playing the best football right now. And matter of fact, they may have the best quarterback that's left in the NFL that's healthy. I mean, I still like Aaron Rodgers, but that's beside the point. We know what happened there. They're everything. They're the real deal. They've got a good defense, and they're doing it in a real hard division, too. I mean, even when you have the Giants at 1-6, that's still two games you're going to win, but you're going to come out of it black and blue, and it's a never an easy game. By the way, the Redskins was winning that game with 10-3, so yeah. And I know it was early, but you never know which way those games go, especially when you go on the road. I was completely wrong on Wentz. He's a lot more than I ever could imagine.
If Von Miller had asked that or answered that question 2 weeks ago, absolutely I would agree with him. It was the Kansas City. Who in the world saw the Chiefs after that start just beating up on everybody, losing two games in a row? And whoever saw Denver losing two in a row? And whoever saw the Chargers winning three in a row? And the AFC West has just been ridiculous.
I think the Chiefs right now are the best team in the NFL, but I don't think it's by a lot. I think the Chiefs are clearly have been exposed a bit on defense. Eric Berry hurt in week one. They got through it for the first, for the next 4 weeks. They've been exposed a little bit on defense. Derek Carr tore him up on Thursday Night Football, but you did lose a Thursday night game. We tend to kind of write Thursday nights off, good or bad. I think they're the best team, but I don't think it's by much. I think New England is right on their tails. I think the Patriots are going to go to 6-2 this week, and then I think they're going to go and beat Denver, I want to say, the week after and move to 7-2 and just get on a roll. As for Philly, best record doesn't always impress me. Look at the schedule the teams played. The Eagles finished last year. They're playing a last-place schedule. Most accomplished team does not equal best.
Well, just best record doesn't mean the best team either. Even though in this case, I do think Philadelphia is the best team. I'm more talking about the Patriots at 5-2. Just because of their 5-2 record, I don't think that they're the second or even third best team in the NFL, especially when I still can't trust that defense when it's all said and done when it comes to playoff time.
I would say the key to what Von Miller said is the best team in football right now. I mean, that's where it gets debatable. 2 weeks ago, I would have said Kansas City. Now, I guess I'm going to go with Philly, because they have the best record. They looked awfully good yesterday. They have a quarterback who is emerging and heading from the B category to the A category of quarterbacks very quickly, and that's exciting. I agree they haven't really played anybody yet, but 6-1 is 6-1 for now. But let's look down the road in a month from now, who's the best team. I think Kansas City will still be there, and that's where the Patriots, I think, come in.
I think a lot of people even think that Dallas is going to continue to get better, and especially if the Ezekiel Elliott thing continues to get pushed back and he's around. I mean, Colin Cowherd, you were listening to him yesterday. We came in talking about it. He's got the Cowboys as one of the four best teams in football up there. I mean, and look, I'm not trying to be a homer on this. I think Seattle's better than Philadelphia right now.
I was going to say, just because the team got off to a slow start, maybe somebody like the Saints who started off 0-2 and then won 4 in a row, is it? Or
Carolina's been good, too.
But, I mean, especially somebody like the Saints who have such a great home field advantage who we kind of wrote off because at 0-2 your chances of making the playoffs were like 15%. They're playing some damn good football. It might not be a Kansas City, Philadelphia, or Patriots. It could be somebody playing their best ball leading up to that.
I'm telling you, and Brady said it, never, ever dismiss the Seattle Seahawks. I just think that defense, that team, if the offense gets going, look out. They're always going to be there.
I just think we get wrapped up in this conversation of who's the best. It's why I've never wanted to have the Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers debate. I don't even like having the where does Tom Brady rate in history debate, because the best quarterback, the best team, does not always equal the most accomplished. Tom Brady is the most accomplished quarterback of all time. Does that make him the best? I don't know that it does. The Eagles are 6-1. Yes, they have the best record right now in the league, but when you look at their body of work and the teams they've played and the way that they've won, yes, they're good, but I don't know that they're the best. I don't know that they beat New England or Kansas City straight up right now.
By the way, Justin and Barry said, don't forget about his Rams, 5-2, right?
Yeah.
And by the way, they're the highest scoring team in the NFL.
Which is unbelievable to me. I couldn't believe it when I saw that.
Especially that they got, Cooper Kupp in the third round with a third round draft pick there. So
and that's another case of a team that's playing now a third place schedule. I tend to give preference to teams that have been challenged and been challenged repeatedly.
Yeah, but sometimes a third-place schedule could be, I mean, a third-place schedule, is that any different than a first-place schedule?
No,
because you're still playing the other division.
But it's also based on last year's records.
Right, no.
That's a key.
The Patriots and the Dolphins, okay? Well, who finished in the last? Buffalo?
Right.
The Patriots and Buffalo play the same schedule,
no,
do they not?
The Jets.
The Jets, okay. The Jets
Except
and the
for
Patriots.
For about five games, they play the same schedule.
Less than that.
I think less than that.
Yeah,
all right, three?
So what advantage?
What you're getting is this. Those two teams are all playing the AFC West this year.
Right.
They're all playing each other.
So that's 12 games.
And then they're all so there's
four left.
Right.
That's where your first and fourth are
different. No, that's not.
Well, you play I'm sorry. You play each other in the division, total of six games.
Right.
And you play four games against one division. So there's 10. So you got six other games. That's
10 or 11.
That's where you separate the first and last place.
Then the Patriots and Jets are all playing the NFC South.
Yes, you still play another division.
So that's 14.
Four games.
Add the other two in.
That's 14 total games.
So where exactly
is the two differences is that the Patriots are playing Pittsburgh, first place last year in the AFC North, and then the other game is that they're playing
So you're talking about the two extra games.
Yes, the two extra games.
You guys are botching the math here.
Okay.
Okay, the Patriots, take the Patriots or any team. You play everybody in your division twice. That's
six
a total
games.
Of six games.
I think there's no benefit
there,
right?
Then you play one other division.
You're playing
four games.
You're playing two other divisions.
Okay, yeah. Never mind.
You're playing the AFC West and the NFC South.
Okay.
So they are playing, so six division games, four against the South, four against the NFC four against the NFC South, four against the AFC West, and then those other two games. In the Patriots' case, they're playing Pittsburgh, and I'm trying to remember the last one.
So it just comes to the other two games, that is the difference between a first-place schedule and a... Yeah. So the Jets, only difference between the Jets and the Patriots are two games? Is that...
That's interesting. Yeah, that's news to me. I thought it was more than that.
No,
Patriots are playing Houston, first place in the AFC South.
It doesn't even make a difference when you're talking two games. Does it really even make a difference?
Yeah, see, this is what I just learned is that it's two divisions that they're playing.
Yeah,
I thought it was one, so I figured the separation is six games.
That's why I always wonder when somebody said you play a first place schedule, and you play. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Doesn't the Jets play the same team the Patriots play? And then I'm trying to think, well, do they get more home games? I go, that's impossible because they got to still split it up evenly. And I'm thinking about, what advantage do they get except for that? What extra game?
The difference in the Patriots and Jets schedule is that the Patriots are playing Pittsburgh, who finished first in the AFC North last year. The Jets played Cleveland, who finished last in the AFC North last year. So you play your last place opponent. And then they're also playing Jacksonville, who finished last in the AFC South,
now first.
Whereas the Pats played Houston.